And of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Following the reading that you just heard are these words from Paul, again from the third chapter of Galatians, where we read, "For in Christ Jesus you are all sons of God through faith. For as many of you who were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither slave nor free, there is neither male nor female. For you are all one in Christ Jesus." A story is told of a man visiting a mental hospital and surprisingly finding that no one in the place seemed mentally ill. In fact, the patients all talked so sensibly and discussed their plans with such precision and concern that the man felt sure they were all quite sane. When he spoke to one of the psychiatrists about this, the doctor said, "They are ill. They talk very sensibly, I admit, but it's all about themselves. They, in fact, are most intelligently obsessed with self." And then he went on to say, "Around here, it is self. Self morning, noon, and night. We can't get away from self here. We lug it along with us, even through our dreams. Oh yes, we talk sensibly, but we're mad enough." Our world is much like this hospital. It seems sane enough until we realize that it is possessed with self. All it talks about are its feelings, its politics, its wars, its budget, its money. Yes, people today, and that includes more of us, all of us, more often than we care to admit, are preoccupied with self, self-image, self-identity, self-fulfillment, self-acceptance. But allow me to interject at this moment that while obsession with self is the cause of much mental illness, mental illness is much more complicated than that. How different, though, this preoccupation with self is from the unity in the church that Paul describes when he says, "For as many of you who have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek, neither slave nor free, there is neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ." What Paul is saying here is that God constantly moves us beyond living for self to living for Christ and also for one another. That began for us in our baptism, when we put on Christ. And what does that mean? Putting on Christ means living under the protection and guidance of Christ's love. It means turning our sins, our weaknesses, our self-concerns over to Him. It means we forgive one another instead of putting ourselves first and tearing others down. It means we allow ourselves to be vulnerable as we move ahead in our faith life. Yes, it means we allow Christ's strength to be our strength. Putting on Christ then means we can move ahead in our faith life. Yes, our faith pulls us forward step by step. And step by step, we are justified by it. We don't have to fake it. We don't have to hide our sins anymore. We don't have to sweat and struggle and enslave to prove to God that we are good enough. We don't have to tear each other down, hoping that in pointing to another person's evil, people won't see ours. Instead, we can allow Christ to take over our lives. Then it is that we move from the slavery to sin to freedom from it. Yes, as Paul says in his second chapter of this letter, "We have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer we who live, but Christ who lives in us." In other words, we do what we already are. We act consistent with what we become by grace. That's the secret of having Christ in us. That means that under the power and the direction of God's grace and love, the Spirit works in us. That means the Spirit connects us to Christ as closely as we can possibly be, so close that we act as close to Him as the connection of the head to the body. Now that sounds like something possible only in heaven, does it not? But in reality, it is the evidence of God's gracious love alive in us, His people. The evidence of the wholeness, yes, of wholeness in the place of the brokenness all around us in our world. The evidence that the forgiveness of sin will make us whole and one again with ourselves and with one another. The evidence that the forgiveness of sin offered freely by God's grace makes it possible for us to be in union with Christ. Yes, makes us one in Christ. That's what triumphs over all that tries to tear us down. That's what gives us the energy for putting on Christ. The late Martin Frontzman, in his devotions, Courage for Daily Living, says it this way: the cause of the gospel is God's cause. He will make His gospel speed and triumph everywhere. He supplies the energy, the wondrous, tireless working power that gives the speed and assures the triumph. The Christ who died and rose again for you and for me wants us holy for His own. By means of His death and resurrection, He has made us His friends, as well as with friends with one another. May your prayer and mine therefore be, Lord Jesus, give us strength that we may work and strive for You as You have toiled and striven to death for us. Amen.